It's good. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since I've been out. But I'm back. And you know, we're going to talk about dreaming for 2019 and how good, you know, 18 was for us, you know. You see, like 18, what I learned over the time and, you know, over the year is that 18 was for the year to show you everybody that need to be in your life for 19. And if you don't get what I'm saying, I'm gonna elaborate. So basically, 18 was more like a building process. 17 was more of a finding year, you know. Now we know what technology is like. We know what can get us successful. We know how to do what we gotta do to be successful. And a lot of people figured it out a lot earlier than us because the blueprint ain't always made up in everybody's head early, but it's for some reason it's been put into everybody's head that this is what life is like all around the world. You know, they slowly understand it because technology is showing everybody. And the people that are smart is taking that knowledge to learn from technology. You gotta be... One thing I gotta do, man, is really take advantage of today's society with the technology thing. You have to take it to heart. It's easy. Even down to YouTube or Instagram or Twitter or just the internet in general. Like, take advantage of it. Google. Like, you can Google random things. You can see. It's like technology is the new. So that's why, you know, we slowly started to figure people out more, because we started to learn people. We started to learn more things, see more things. So 2018 was definitely the year to really figure out who was in your life and why they was in your life and stuff like that. They put, like, the world and God put people in your life for a reason. So now, you jumping into 19, your dreams gotta be already made up, thought about, set. You gotta start writing on the stone. Because now, in 19, is the year of dreams coming true. See, your dreams might have came true in 18. But nah, it didn't blow up. It didn't become a birth yet. Like, it didn't become a whole seed. Like, at 18, you got pregnant of dreams. Like, your stomach is bigger dreams, filler dreams. And they kept growing and growing and growing. Now you gotta birth those dreams out at 19. 19 the year where you gotta let all those dreams that you built up inside and let them out. Let them to the world. Take your dreams serious. If somebody else got a dream and it's not like your dream, or don't shoot them down. Be happy for their dream and go chase your dream. But if somebody telling you, oh, your dream don't sound like it works well, or your dream, that's not the fab way to be about it. You know, they can have their input on how they feel about your dream. But do not let that stop your fab in life, feel me? If you bless, you're blessed. And you're blessed to see your dream, no matter what age you are. Age doesn't make your dream come any faster or any slower. If you're a little older and you figure out your dream in 2019, oh well, it don't matter if you didn't figure it out back in the days. That has nothing to do with you. That wasn't your fault. You wasn't exposed to that type of knowledge. You wasn't exposed to that type of learning. You wasn't exposed to that type of thing in your life. But if you have found your way of life and how you gonna live, no, it's always, see, like some people say, the best way to build your income is having around 3 incomes. And I'm putting myself, I don't want to have nothing less than 3 incomes. Granted, I got one now, I'm building my brand too, and then now I'm going to go for another one, get an endorsement, and now, you know, but we're not going to try. This year is not the year to try anything. You gotta go attack every dream that you ever wanted in 19, because this is the year to do it. It's like having a bucket list. You gotta do it this year. Because why? 2020? Okay, now we're gonna be at another level. You hear it? 2020. We're letting the ball drop. We're gonna let everything. Now you got the money. Now you should have them. Now you gotta let that ball drop. Now you building your dream houses, your dream buildings. You building the dream job that you want to build to hire other kids to make their dreams come true, or other people to make their dreams come true, and then move along, hire your family. You know, it's dreams of dreamers that can make it happen. You feel me? So 19, you got to take advantage of it. It's just the beginning. I know I'm speaking pretty deep already. And that's how you're supposed to talk, if you a fab and when you a fab and when you understand that you're a fab. I call myself Fab God because I see beyond 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, maybe 5 years. I'm not even overreacting right now. I can see far for not just me, but for the people I'm with, for the person that has spoken to me. I can see for them. So 19 is about having a big dream and taking that dream and making it a dream come true. Regardless of what you think about dreams, you could feel, oh, dreams ain't real. That's your choice, sweetheart. That's your choice, sir. But never tell a kid they dreaming can't come true. Even if they feel like they gonna be the best basketball player in the world, but they short. Let them think that. Let them believe that until they realize that life is starting to become real and they gotta figure out another route. You gotta give them another option. Always let them have options, though. Well, you know there's golf. Well, you know there's soccer. You know there's tennis. Do you know there's football? Like, if you're a father, don't limit your kid to what you did in life. Like, yeah, you're playing ball because I play ball. It's not fair. Show him Boy Scouts. Show him the church. Show him different things. Show him how to draw. Show him how to do art. Show him how to travel. Show him how to be around some different races. Show him, bring him around the park in Central Park in Manhattan. Don't just keep him in Brooklyn or, you know, explore. Let him see things that you didn't see at younger ages. So when he grow, he can dream harder. See things that you haven't seen. Don't be selfish. Don't let your kid be stuck up in a world that you seen, thinking that was the right way to live. But don't spoil them. Let them earn those gifts. Those are gifts. Sitting on the train, and don't always take the car. Let them take the train. If you from New York, let your kids take the train with them sometime. That is a unique art. I travel the world now a little bit, and I done been around a lot of states in America. And one thing I really realized is that we have the best train system in the world in New York City. And we take that for granted. It is a special thing not to have a vehicle and still get to A to B and be great without paying over $4, $5. Sometimes it's like a lot of money. But even like if you pay an Uber, you could pay up to $15, $16. Okay, granted, it was a little quicker than a regular train ride, but it's still the experience that you get on being on the train. The experience you get on being around other walks of life. They get to see how other people act. Some things ain't best for all kids to see in the train. Yes, we know that. But it's the simple fact that they can have that. Always grow up knowing that, okay, I know I don't want to do this. I know I don't want to be like the dude on the train when I'm like, you know, or you see the dude flipping on the train. Yeah, he can see the dude flipping on the train, but he might want to get into gymnastics. You know, it's deeper than that. They see it.
They're not gonna do it because you're not gonna have him around that every day. It's a field trip that you're taking your kid on mentally. That's why when you think field trips is so good for kids in middle school, high school, now they don't do that no more because kids don't know how to act. Because their parents don't do it first. My mother used to take me on trips to the zoo, everywhere. And then when I got to school, I mean, yeah, I know how to act on a trip. Probably had my moments. So, you know, one thing you gotta do is allow dreams to be set. Allow dreams to have birthed themselves this year. 18 is a beautiful year. 19 gonna be amazing. 2020 gonna be magnificent. After that, restart the clock and keep going. But y'all gotta believe that all y'all dreams is consistently being birthed, made, coming to life. This is not something that we owe. I feel like I tried my best and it didn't work. You heard what you said? I feel like I tried my best. Like, how do people go about like talking like that? You gotta go at it as, I'm gonna do my best, and when in doubt, if something goes wrong, I'm gonna do my best on getting better to making it all come true. That is how you speak. We don't try. We do. We don't try. We doing. We not trying. Not doing that. Cut that out of your vocabulary. It's overrated. That word trying is overrated in this world. Let yourself become who yourself need to be from doing things and failing the strong way. So when you fail, you can teach your kids or whoever around you how to not fail like how you failed. But never let a failure humble you. Remember that. Don't let failure humble you, which means if you get into some situation, don't let it break you down. You know when you used to get in trouble with your parents and they used to be like, stop, stop. That's humbling you. That's humbling you. That's humbling you because you acting a fool and they telling you, relax, relax. That's humbling you. Don't let this situation in your life do that for you for life. Some people go through something and fail.
You know what? I'm going to find a different job. Because I'm trying, but it's not working. That's humbling yourself. You're humbling your dreams. No, take your dreams to the extreme. Make your dream so big that it seems uncatchable. And when it's caught, trust me, it's going to be all worth it. It's going to be all worth it. But you got to believe in yourself. I believe in you. I know I believe in you. That's what I'm telling you. Do not, and I repeat, do not hate on another person. If you want your dreams to come true, you got to respect the next person's dream. You cannot shoot, even if it's a person you don't bang with. Do not wish bang with. I'm going to translate bang with. If it's a person that you're not acquainted with or cool with or don't like too much, you don't shoot their dream down. That's hating. You don't want to put that on no human. You can't control what they do with their dreams. You can't control that. But one thing you can do is mess up the course of another person's dream by manifesting negativity. So you gotta always be positive about anything. Like, yo, thank you God for another day. And God bless all the people around me, my family at home, and the people that is coming into my life in 19. Everything behind you, if you didn't get that text or that call or that person didn't hit you up for 19, going into 19, and they hit you up randomly in 19, you can't get mad. You still got the same number. How you mad? So, you feel me? You gotta, if you wanna change every year, go ahead, change your number every year. But what is that changing? What is that proving? If the people that was meant to be in your life is gonna give you that text, the people that was meant to be in your life is gonna give you that call. The people that you meant to be with throughout the lifetime or throughout that year, they're gonna give you that call. They're gonna hit you up. They're gonna text you. They're gonna check on you. They're gonna see how you're feeling. Even if they don't do it right away, they're gonna do it and respect it. It might not be right away, but it's always on time. My grandma taught me that. So just be humble. At times, humble yourself on life stuff for you. Don't let your dreams be humbled by your life situations. Don't let your dreams be humbled. Like, chase your dream till the dream really falls. And when they fall, always have that backup. Because you got to have 3 A's before you go to get the B. There is no way you could go from, oh, this is my plan. You got A, then you automatically go to B. Why you don't have 3 backups just in case A don't work? That's what you need. That's what you need. You need to have backup on top of backup on top of the backup. Alright, now his eye is over. Now let's get the next one. Now let's get B. Okay, let's give B a chance. But you gotta give A1, then you got A2, then you got A3. You gotta give these things a chance. Because if you don't give it a chance, see where it goes. See where it goes. You're gonna be doing the same thing
year after year after year. Talking about my New Year's is great. I was with my family. So what, you gonna wait, God forbid, until your family pass away or whatever the case may be, to chase a dream?
No. You gotta get up and get out and do something. You gotta do something. Cause if you don't get out and get out and explore while the world is at its peak. We're at our peak right now, where technology is up. We're letting the humans in the world are all intelligent. Our kids are growing up smarter than we ever been. Ever been. You think you smart? Go ahead, go mess with a 5th grader at the highest private school right now. Unless you still studying for college and school and stuff like that. And even if... Shoot, they compete. They up there. Trust me. I done sat in a 6th grade class, and them kids is studying for global regences and all types of regions already in the 6th grade. Shout out Miss Mormon, like MS-61, Miss Mormon. I don't know if y'all ever heard of MS-61, but yeah, it's not a game, man. Dream. Is real. Dreaming is real. Let's take Ms. Mormon for instance. She taught me, like, how to dream. She taught me how to, this ain't it. Being of a kid that's always in trouble, this ain't it, Mike. She said, this ain't it. How you gonna be that basketball player you wanna be? She said it. I believed it too, cause she sound believable. It's when you believe it, cause you sound real. But it's when you believe it for yourself is when it actually comes to life. Because your dreams got to come true in your eyes first. Somebody can't dream for you. Somebody can't keep putting in your life, oh, you're going to do good. You're going to do good. And you're over here, well, I don't know. I can't really. I'm trying. It's not going to come true. Simple as that. Simple as that. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. I could dream all I want for you. I could tell you what I see for you, how talented you are. Until you put effort, you will never see it. Until you put the work in yourself, you will never catch that dream. And I'm never gonna say never, but because you can't get up and chase a dream no matter what age. Yeah, you're a little older. That don't mean you can't explain the dream to the next generation And then they go chase your dreams that you never did. And you seeing their dreams come true is like a dream coming true for you. That's why I love going to school. That's why I love doing what I'm doing. As my grandma always told me, I travel. I love traveling. So I got up and traveled. I love watches. So I'm gonna work for that watch. It's levels to this, you know. Y'all gotta understand what y'all really pushing for. Dreaming is achieving. If you don't want to achieve nothing, okay, understand it. Understandable. But don't stop somebody else's dreams. If anything, be positive for somebody, for the next person's dream. If you don't want your dreams to come true, okay, cool. You already said it. I don't want a dream. Okay, cool. You happy where you at in life? Okay, cool. But don't stop the next person. Don't be mad that the next person is being happy to open a door for you. Because that's a part of having a dream, being a great person, being successful. You have to be nice. So if you find somebody, if you walk past somebody and they bump you, oh my God, excuse me. That person might be successful, super successful in life. Or you hit some people in New York and they wouldn't even say nothing. Not that they won't be successful, but we know where their mind is at. It's they thinking about it a lot. It's hard to really care. So you gotta think, with success, it comes with manners. Success comes with happiness. Success don't come with negativity. Success doesn't come with letdowns. Success comes with failure. Success comes with failure. Remember that. There is no true success without failure along the way. Along the way is a continuous failure, continuous pain, continuous problems, and we have to find the puzzle, find the keys, because that's what 19 is all about, opening new doors. The 19 dream is the dream that you have to go get. You gotta go and get it, man. I'm so happy for the people that found their dreams in 18 and they really pushing it out in 19. Y'all keep doing what y'all gotta do. Y'all keep being positive. Y'all keep being the people that y'all are becoming. And the people that's listening, I really appreciate y'all. So I want y'all to share this and, you know, Happy New Year's. I know I've been off for a while, but Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's. And let God make all y'all dreams and wishes. And I wish y'all many more wishes come true. And y'all rocking with me on my podcast, Filled with a Big Blessing with Fab. And go ahead and let y'all Fabs come to life. Find y'all blessing next, man. Have a great day.